Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And we are getting our Zoom call set up here. We got all of our participants here, I believe. We've done mic checks on all of them except one here, but we'll see if they get their mic fixed here. We got Christy Ingalls from the Red Cross joining us. Christy, good morning.
Hey.
How are you doing this morning, Christy?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having us on.
You bet. It's always a pleasure to talk Battle of the Badges. We have some guests from RCPD, Manhattan Fire Department, as well as Raleigh County EMS. Joining us here from EMS is James Marstall. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
Doing well. Pleasure to talk to you. And Rachel Pate, she is with the Raleigh County Police Department. She's joining us as well. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Greg Vandekriek from the Manhattan Fire Department. Greg, can you hear us? Greg's the only one we don't have a mic on yet here. We'll see if we can get his audio working here shortly. But it's a pleasure to have you guys on. Of course, Battle of the Badges is always something everyone in the community looks forward to. It's a big opportunity for the Red Cross to get people encouraged to give blood. How's it going to look this year, Christy?
It'll look a little different. All of our blood drives do look a little bit different now, post-COVID or during COVID, I guess. We still have, you know, we'll still have our Battle of the Badges. We've still got t-shirts that we're giving away to everyone. Just like the rules here in Manhattan, we are asking that everyone wear a mask. So, we've been doing that since March, I believe, or April maybe. And it really is working out well for us. And so we do ask that everybody, when you come in to donate, that you do wear a mask. We will provide one for you. The drive does feel a little bit different. We're going to take your temperature before you come in now. We do an infrared or an oral, depends on the day and how hot it is outside. But other than that, you know, it's still the same blood drive. It's still you're coming in to save lives. The process is still the same. And then we have this great thing now where we actually do a COVID-19 antibody test. So just kind of an added bonus for everyone who comes in to donate that we're able to, you know, check to see if they had that and if they've got those antibodies.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I know this is typically something we get our first responders in on. I need to ask first off, what's the date for Battle of the Badges?
This is our 17th annual Manhattan Battle of the Badges. This will be next Monday, July 20th from 11:30 to 6:30 p.m., and then again on Tuesday, July 21st, from 7:30 to 1:30 p.m. And that will be at St. Thomas More. That's 2900 Kimball Avenue. We do still have some spots available to people if they want to make an appointment. Going to redcrossblood.org or calling into 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767.
Okay, very good. As I understand, we were talking on the morning show this morning, Dave and I, and I believe we were trying to remember who won last year, and I think it was Raleigh County EMS. Is that right, James?
That is 100% correct, Brandon. We were fortunate enough to bring the trophy home with us last year.
All right. So you have bragging rights this year. How do you look to defend your trophy here against these other agencies?
I think it's going to be a little bit tougher this year. As Christy has already touched on, things are going to look a little bit differently. I don't know if we'll have quite the presence that we normally do just to protect our staff and to protect the citizens, but we'd still like to encourage everybody to get out, donate. It's always a friendly competition. We noticed that Greg Vandekriek is still trying to connect audio, so now's our chance to pick on the fire department a little bit. But they all seem to be the fan favorites, but we plan on stealing another one this year.
All right. Well, we have Rachel Pate on here as well. She's the acting PIO here for the police department right now. Rachel, what's RCPD's strategy here in trying to win this year?
We've just been spreading the word. We want people to make appointments and come out and donate and, you know, be out there supporting anybody, but hopefully our agency. We have a lot of employees who are planning on making appointments and a lot of people excited for this year's competition and maybe be able to bring the trophy back to RCPD. Last time we had it was back in 2018.
Okay. So not that long ago. That's just a couple years ago.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. We have another guest here who's joined us here, and I'm not sure. I'll ask them to unmute themselves. Is that Stacy Eichem by chance? I'm not sure who this other guest is on our call, but we're still waiting to hear from Greg Vandekrieg. Greg, if you can get your audio going, we'll bring you on the program. But obviously it's a friendly competition, and the ultimate goal is getting as many people to donate as possible. And I think that's the big thing here to kind of reemphasize, Christy, is the fact that blood donation is always needed in our community.
Someone in the U.S. needs blood every 2 seconds, and so it's very important that we have that blood on the shelf. We have, you know, seen a decrease in that need for blood when there were not those elective surgeries taking place. All of that is starting to pick back up. Hospitals are getting busy again, and so we need to ensure that that blood is on the shelf. We've had quite a few of our blood drives that businesses in Manhattan and throughout the state and the country host blood drives in on site. Well, so many people have started working from home that we've noticed that trend where we're seeing fewer people at those blood drives, or we just can't even go into those sites to have those blood drives. And so we've had to get very creative in trying to find new ways to host these drives. One thing that is a little bit different than what people would normally expect at a blood drive like this, normally we do allow walk-ins. Right now, just due to COVID, not wanting people to be lingering, not wanting a ton of extra people in a site, we are asking that this be by appointment only. So I really want to encourage those people who are considering donating to please make that appointment. Go online, redcrossblood.org, make that appointment, or call us at 1-800-733-2767 to make that. We want to make sure everybody gets through quickly, in and out, and has a good experience. And so just to help our staff, we are doing so many, we sanitize beds in between donor. There's just so many extra steps that we're taking that we want to make sure that nobody, you know, we don't have that huge influx of donors at a certain time. So we really want to encourage people to make that appointment and stick to that time.
Okay. And of course, the blood donor app is another good tool to have. If you have that, then you make your appointment. I imagine it gives you a notification when your appointment's supposed to be.
It does. It's great. It's an easy way to make the appointment. That is actually how I make mine every time. It's very self-sufficient. You make it quickly. And then the great thing about that is in order to get this COVID-19 antibody test, you are going to have the app, or go online to redcrossblood.org into your donor profile. And so it's gonna be important that you have that anyway. So this is just a quick, easy way to not only get your appointment, do your rapid pass before you come in. Also, the best way to find out then if you've tested positive or negative for your antibody test as well.
All right. Well, as far as, to get votes, how are the different agencies going to be, recruiting them, people to vote for them at the site? I know usually you put some sort of a token in a thing or an envelope and do it that way, at least at some places. Is that going to be taking place?
Yes. So we will have ballots there at the door when you come in. Normally we have someone from MFD or Riley County Police Department or Riley County EMS. They're holding doors, handing out goodies. And obviously this is just a different time that we can't be doing that. So, who knows? This will be a pretty exciting one to find out who wins without that extra added, quick, hey, don't forget to vote for us and hand them a pin or whatever. So it will be a little bit different, but we do ask that each agency, I'll tell you, Raleigh County Police Department, as far as donors, is our highest employee donator. It will just be interesting to see who comes in to donate and how they're out there. We just ask each agency to really be spreading the word and encourage not only their employees, but family members and just people in the community to come out and save lives.
Well, James, I might just bring you back on here as we still wait to try to get audio from Greg Vandekrieg. Obviously, you work with a lot of folks in times of crisis here with the EMS department, how critical is it for you to have blood on hand whenever you go treat any victim?
I mean, it's always a crucial life-saving measure anytime blood product has to be delivered to a patient. It's a good opportunity to remind people that during the current coronavirus and COVID pandemic that we're experiencing, accidents still happen, traumatic injuries still happen, and there's still that need for blood product in hospitals so that we can care for people. And the new antibody testing that we're doing this year hopefully will bring people out and give us a fair amount of that life-saving blood that, you know, the hospitals need to transfuse patients who have been in an accident or maybe experiencing some kind of medical emergency.
All right. Dave, do we have a call? Dave Lewis joining
us. We do, and it's Greg Vandercreek.
Okay, Greg's calling in here via telephone. Greg, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. They're trying to keep me out. They know I'm the best, but they can't.
Well, Greg, appreciate you joining us on here. And
yeah.
Obviously, we've been talking here about the different strategies here to get people to vote for their different agencies. When was the last time the fire department took home the trophy?
Was it last year or the year before? When was it?
Well, it wouldn't have been last year.
I think it was three years ago, maybe. I don't know.
Has it been that long?
Well, if you excuse me, guys, real quick, I'm just going to go grab the trophy and have a look at it, and then I could tell you the last time I had in fire department since we currently have the trophy at our station.
Yeah. We're so dominant for a while, we started feeling bad.
A kind of poem / rap that he did on K-Man, and I believe that was the last year that they won. I think everyone was quite impressed with this rap that he had, poem.
Yeah. It's kind of like playing games with your kids. You got to let them win once in a while. We're just trying to teach, you know, EMS and PD some skills and build their confidence up a little, you know. They can be lacking sometimes.
Well, obviously, you know, we've been talking about the importance for each agency of why be a part of this. Why is it so important for the Manhattan Fire Department?
Oh, man, you know, we're all in it together with them, in the community, with the hospitals needing blood. With everything going on in the world, it's just, to us, it's one more thing that we do. You know, we all wear a lot of different hats, fire, PD, EMS, everything. And I feel like, you know, blood donation is just one of those other hats that we wear to help people, you know, any way we can. So it means a lot to us. It's a lot of fun getting together, hanging out with them all day and hanging out with the community coming in and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun too, you know, it's a good time.
Yeah, certainly. Well, it's it'll be interesting to see how everything goes. Obviously a lot different with everything in place, the extra safety measures. And yeah. Again, that's a week from today is when the Battle of the Badges will begin. We'll see a lot of information coming up on social media. I imagine each of the different agencies has a plan. Rachel, will we be seeing more on RCPD's social media for this?
Yeah, we have a few posts planned, and then we'll post as the drive is going on to hopefully get some more votes headed RCPD's way.
All right. James, I imagine the same thing.
Yeah, I would echo exactly what Rachel said. We have some posts planned. We'll try and get fun and active on social media, maybe interact with each other as far as departments go a little bit on there, since we can't be in person to give each other a hard time like we usually are. But, you know, the key is just to get everybody out to vote and donate. It doesn't really matter which agency you vote for. As long as you come out, donate blood, as long as we're getting that blood to people, we're happy.
Yep. And of course, Greg, same thing with you guys. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, man, agreed. I think, you know, we compete, you know, amongst ourselves for votes, but I think the most important number is hitting whatever goal, you know, the Red Cross puts forth or beating the year before. Just constantly improving. I think that's the vote that matters, you know, the total.
Christy, do you have a goal in mind here for this year, given the circumstances, or are you just going to kind of let it see how things go?
Oh, yeah, we definitely have a goal. It's actually very consistent with what we've done in the past. Our goal for Monday is 162 pints of blood, and then on Tuesday it's 119 pints. So in total, we're hoping to collect 281 pints of blood. I will tell you that Monday's appointments are filling up pretty quickly. We still have about 30 spots open. However, on Tuesday, we still have about 50. So if you're wanting to come in to donate, Tuesday's a good day. A lot of people try to give over their lunch break. We do go until 1:30 on Tuesday, so there's not very many people signed up at that time. That's a great time to sign up and come in and save some lives.
All right. And Monday and Tuesday, St. Thomas More Church, that's just over there off of Kimball, between Browning and Seth Child, and big church, can't miss it. And obviously appointments, you want appointments, and is that a requirement, Christy, or is that just a recommendation there?
At this point, it really is a requirement. We have had a few drives where people have just stopped by and we weren't busy, and so they were able to get them in. But at this point, we really want to be as safe as possible to the community and just as responsible as we can by not having a lot of people standing around. So definitely, if you can make that appointment, please do so. Another thing, we have a lot of new people coming out to donate. We have seen a huge influx in people who've never given or wanting to, you know, help save lives and also wanting to do that COVID-19 antibody test. So one thing that would definitely help save you some time is if you are questioning your eligibility, there are just, it's ever-changing, it's very complex. We've opened up the door a little bit to other people to come in to donate some of those things that might have previously caused you to be deferred. They've now changed. So I really want to say that if you're thinking about doing this, if you've tried in the past and you weren't eligible, give our eligibility hotline a phone call. That's a 1-866-236-3276, and they can answer your questions about medication or travel, any of those things to help decide if you're going to be able to donate.
Okay, sounds good. Let's take a quick break. Do you guys have enough time to do one more segment with us here?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned. We'll come back. We'll do more Battle of the Badges here on In Focus after these words.